We provide a comprehensive diagnosis and treatment center for the state of Rhode Island, the Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorder Center. And we provide the full range of necessary services, including neurologists, neuropsychologists, brain imaging services, genetic testing, everything necessary to diagnose the whole range of people with a variety of different types of memory disorders, not just Alzheimer's disease, but a number of other neurodegenerative diseases, memory loss due to stroke and other types of problems. That's the first step, is a proper diagnosis, and we have everything needed to do that here at Rhode Island Hospital. And the other aspect of our program involves research, and we engage in two basic types of research. One is a clinical trials program, which is very active, and also investigator-initiated research projects that we do among our staff that are funded by various agencies, including the National Institute of Health.
Dr. Ott mentioned this investigator-initiated research. So that's research that there's our own particular research interests that we engage in. One particular aspect of Alzheimer's disease that our group is interested in is how do basic bodily processes such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and these things that we call vascular risk factors, how do these contribute to Alzheimer's disease? And this is a question that's been worked on for quite some time in the Alzheimer's research community, and we're particularly focused, and I'll let Dr. Daella talk a little bit more about this, but we call the blood-brain barrier. It's an important part of the brain and the body, and it separates the outside of the brain from the inside of the brain. The brain needs a certain environment to be able to function properly, and this environment is maintained by this blood-brain barrier. And there's a lot of recent evidence to suggest that over time there may be some compromise of this blood-brain barrier that that may end up contributing to some aspects of the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And that's a pretty hot area of research that we're really proud to participate in. And actually, Dr. Daella is doing a lot of work on that. So I guess I'll let her discuss a little bit more about that.
Thanks, John. And I'll just pick up on where you left off. But the blood-brain barrier is, and it may be, one of the earliest signs of the brain decompensating. And it may happen even earlier than the deposition of amyloid and tau. It's, as John said, it's an area of a great deal of research, and it certainly is my area of interest. So in the coming year, we'll be starting a new study looking at the blood-brain barrier's potential involvement in memory problems after surgery. And really looking forward to starting that and hopefully answering a question about how does cognitive impairment start. We're looking forward to doing that with some of the latest MRI technology.
In terms of the approach to treatment, we believe Alzheimer's is the disease of the lifespan. It begins with genetic risk factors in birth, and then in midlife there are risk factors contributing to increasing the risk of Alzheimer's, and that may be a good place to intervene preventatively. And so for that program, we have the Alzheimer's Prevention Registry that people can participate in. For people who are further down the line and starting to develop what we call mild cognitive impairment, whether it's just memory loss, but you're still functioning quite well, that's an area we're very strongly focused on in terms of developing new drug treatments, including the TANGO study, which involves an anti-tau or anti-tangle antibody, the TRAILBLAZER study, which involves administering antibodies against the other component of Alzheimer's disease, amyloid plaques, that develop very early in the course of the disease.